Welcome back, Dark Side Adventures, episode 4, or short, maybe, I don't
know. Season 2, episode Canes.
Yeah, we'll take that. Season 2, episode Canes, everybody. We are your hosts. I am Edwin.
I'm Coco.
And this is Dark Side Adventures. What's the bottom? Jesus, I got...
You should know this by now.
Dark Side
Adventures, your escape into, oh, is it your escape, your exploration into, oh man, you got me second guessing myself. Okay. Here's why I keep mixing them up. Are we going for the title, Dark Side Adventures, your escape into the world of sex? Or are we going to slogan, Dark Side Adventures, an exploration into kink, sex, and fetishes? An exploration into kink, sex, fetishes, and the BDSM lifestyle.
I'm just about to call it Dark Side Adventures, your escape. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay.
It's too long to say. It's going to be like one of those. But what's been going on? Like,
oh, I was just giving you a little bit of a rundown. I don't know if I told this story on an episode yet, but I went on a date with Starbucks guy.
Hey, shout out Starbucks.
Yes. We are not going to reveal his name.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll get him on the show one day. But I have slightly corrupted him and introduced him to kink. And I took him to his first munch and to a kink class the other day, Friday night. It was lots of fun.
What she meant to say is she tainted him.
I did taint him. I did corrupt him. Favorite quote of the night for Friday night was, I did not expect to see a naked lady at class. It was a class on the art of seduction and flirting, and the teacher M, she showed you how to seductively take off your partner's clothing, and there was a lot of kissing and touching, and she was naked. It was great.
like I was saying, he definitely got quite the show his very first time. So
he did. I thought I was taking him to a decent class because I didn't take him to suspension or plastic wrap or the needles class we had not too long ago.
I'm not gonna ask. I'm just gonna assume. Is he curious?
He is curious.
Like how curious though?
He's pretty curious. He wants to explore. It is so new to him that he just doesn't know where to start. So I started on the podcast, but it's just, there's a lot. This is a whole new world he's diving into, and it can be pretty intimidating.
Maybe we'll have to actually get him on the show, because I want to ask him now, like, now that you're like jumping in, how do you feel? Like, that's what I really want to know.
Yeah,
because then you start asking all the questions of like, what's this, like, what do you do for this, like, is this normal?
Because I made him make a Fet Life, and he put daddy in his Fet Life name, which is fine. The way he did it is kind of funny. I like his Fet Life name.
Don't give away all his secrets.
I'm not saying it, but it was just funny. I like it. But we were sitting in the car on the way to the Munch, and he was like, well, on the way to the class is first. But anyways, I was like, just so you know, like, if you see somebody there that you know, don't you're more than welcome to say hello, but do not use their legal name. Let them introduce their name that they use in the kink lifestyle to you, because a lot of people use their non-legal name while they're in. Are you putting on cologne?
Yeah.
I just look up and Edwin's like rubbing his wrists on his neck, and it makes
me giggle. No, go ahead. Sorry. No,
sorry. It's fine. I just
when my turn comes up, I'll explain.
So. You'll tell me what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
But I was like, a lot of people in the kink world don't use their legal name. For reasons here in Utah, it's illegal to participate in Impact.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people go by a scene name. And so I was explaining that to him, and I was like, you're more than welcome to pick a name, any name. I was like, I go by Ketchup, I go by Coco. You're welcome to use my legal name. I'm like, you know, it doesn't matter to me, but this is something that you'll need to think about. So you'll want to think about what name you want to go by. And he's like, well, what if I just go by my username? And I was like, we can go by part of your username, but we're not asking people to call you daddy, because that's not okay. So we had a conversation about that and some expectations and boundaries around that. And so as we were driving back to his house at the end of the night, because we had sat together by the Munch, because we went to Buffalo Wild Wings, and he was like,
delicious.
It was so good. But I kept trying to stop myself because I didn't know if it was appropriate. He's like, I wanted to put my hand on your leg, like on your thigh, or like my arm around you. And I didn't know. He's like, I didn't know if that was okay. And I was like, that is okay. Like, I appreciate you trying to be considerate of that, but yes, it would have been okay. And he's like, I don't know what these people think, like, you and I are. I don't know. And Starbucks guy and I are friends with benefits. And I was like, well, that's what we are. That's what we decided we wanted to be. So, and I was like, in the kink world, the equivalent of friends with benefits is a play partner. So we were talking about that, and it was a good night. He was definitely overwhelmed by it. You could like see his face, just like his eyes just kind of go wide trying to take it all in. But he has agreed to go to another class with me and to some more Munches and even to the game night where birthday spankings are going to happen. He's a little hesitant on that one. He's like, what if I get really jealous on it? He's like, I know we're not in a relationship, we're just like, he's like, I don't have any like anything over you, like I'm not going to stop you from doing what you want, because even if we were in a relationship, I wouldn't stop you. But what if I get jealous? And I was like, well, jealousy is that can be a totally healthy thing. It all depends on how you handle it. And if you talk to your partner about it beforehand. So we had a conversation about that. And he's like, well, are you going to be naked? Are you going to be clothed? How is this going to work? And I was like, well, are they using their hands? Are they going to use something else? And I was like, well, I don't know yet. There will probably be toys. Toys, implements, you know, weapons of mass destruction.
Yes, ma'am.
I was like, I'm not against a naked spanking, but if it freaks you out, like, I'm also okay with wearing panties if that makes you feel better. Because although, yes, because we are plate partners and I do want to respect your comfortability.
Especially in public, you know.
Yes. Yeah. So we had a good conversation about that. We'll see what comes out of it. But yeah, it would be interesting to get him on to talk about like what life is like what he thinks about kink so far and like where his thoughts are, and then come back in a few months and see how it's changed.
Yeah, agreed. Especially like now we'll have to do like a reenactment to like this part or whatever. Yes. just to see like what all lines up, you know what I mean?
Yes. So yes. That'd be kinda cool. So maybe I'll chat with him about it and see if we can do a
newbie
short little interview, a newbie interview with him.
Oh my god, that'd be a short, like, anyway.
So that's what's been going on with me. There's my long rant.
Yeah, no, you're good. I actually enjoyed that. It's nice to hear, you know, we kind of talk about it all the time, but it's nice to actually like hear it happening in real time. So
yeah.
But no, I've just been, I haven't really blah 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 blah. I thought I was gonna have to quit my job on Tuesday. Then I thought I thought I was gonna have to quit my job on Thursday. But yeah, I know I'm not even like that, you know what I mean? But some things happen, like my job is kind of like, I don't necessarily say they lied to me, but they definitely didn't do a good job of making me feel comfortable about a situation. But I'm still trying to get that second license for obviously like, you know, what I'm trying to do. But anyway, besides that, on a happy note, me and Coco were talking the other day about like sweaters and like wearing sweaters for like for money that you can sell.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it with this one because I bought this one. I like this one. But I actually thought about actually like selling some sweaters. And what's funny about that is the night that we talked about that, my sister was like, hey, there's a sale going on at, it was like Bath and Body Works or something like that. And I was like, okay. I was like, I never shop, you know, or buy anything from Bath and Body Works. Anyway, she was like, do you want like any bar soap? I'm a bar soap enthusiast. I don't care what anybody says.
I learn something new about you every time.
And also an underwear enthusiast, but I think you
that's a whole different story.
That's a whole but anyway, speed up this story. I only asked for bar soap. 2 days later, I get a whole package of I get lotion, some bar soap, which is what I actually wanted, and then cologne. Is it noir? No, noir? I don't know. I'm gonna assume it's noir. I don't know how I feel about it. Like, as far as a men's cologne, sweet. Maybe fancy night. I don't know.
Not anyway. Your typical.
Yeah, so you saw me spraying cologne. You're probably like, what's this guy putting on cologne for? I still don't know how I feel about it.
That's fair. I just thought it was funny. I knew you were paying attention, but you're also just like dabbing your wrist at your neck and made me laugh.
Yeah, no, sorry to scare you there. Anyway, but that's really been about it, man. Just kind of taking things day by day. Of course, like, yeah, do all you can. 2022, we're trying to make this thing, or I guess everybody should make themselves and whatever they're trying to do better, you know, every day. So the clock is ticking away. I don't want to speed things up for anybody or give anybody anxiety, but you know, progression every day is always where it's at. Oh, the fun one real quick too. So yes. I'll tell it later. We'll go. Yeah, I'll tell it later. All right. Cliffhanger is more like it.
Ooh.
So today we're actually going to dive into
another weapon of ass destruction. That I'm sure you guys can't guess what it is, since we definitely didn't announce it as the episode number earlier.
Oh, true. it is, of course, Canes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. I think everybody has experienced, well, maybe not everybody, but I feel like back then, I don't know, I say it like I'm old or something, but if you grew up in the 90s, you know, maybe you got spankings with, you know, some canes or, you know, the good old switch. Yeah. What else? Like, I guess a ruler is another one would be the belt, but the belt's kind of more like
belt's its own thing.
Yeah, belt's its own thing. But Oh man, but where do we even start with Canes? Like,
well, first we gotta talk about what they are.
Oh, excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself.
You are.
It's like I'm reminiscing.
You are. I can say before I got into BDSM, I had never experienced a cane or a caning before. So I don't think everyone has experienced it.
Not even with like a spanking or anything?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can count the number of times I ever got a spanking growing up, and it was always like a hand. And I can count it on one hand how many times I ever got it. And that wasn't because I was a good kid. I was a shithead. But
are you a good kid now?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a brat. No, it depends on the day. No. But yeah, my family, we found out I have a sister, and she, obviously I have a sister, I have a lot of siblings, but one of the specific sibling, she, like, a spanking did nothing to deter her. So my parents got super creative, and we had what was called a level chart. And depending on what level 0 through 5 that you are on, depended on what privileges you had. If you were on level 0, you were allowed in your room with your bed, blankets and pillows, and you were allowed to eat and do chores. That was it. And then you got progressively more. So I didn't get a lot of corporal punishment growing up.
Oh, I see. Smart kid.
I did spend a whole lot of time on level 0 in my room with absolutely nothing. But, you know, yes. If anyone wants that infamous level chart my mom made, let me know. I think she still has a copy of it.
I guess this is one for punishment. There you go. But,
but yeah, so what's a cane? So a cane, you can either think of, like, they call it a shepherd's crook. It's got, or a schoolmaster's cane. It looks like a wooden dowel with a hook on it. Or there's some that are just a straight rod with no curve on the end.
Just a long wooden cylinder is the best way to describe it.
Yes.
Small kind of. But.
Yeah. It can be, there's various thicknesses, but, and the thinner it is, the more stingy it is. So when you're holding a cane, when it has the crook on it, when it has the hook, the curve on at the end, that's the side you're holding in your hand. You're using the other side for the impact. When you're using just a straight cane with no hook on it, with no handle, you can choose whichever side you want to use as your handle. Some people will tell you that as you start using it, you can feel a difference on which handle or on which side you hold, and you'll prefer one side over the other. Mm. So there are different types of canes. You can get a synthetic or a natural type. Natural is going to need more care. They're pickier, they're spoiled little brats, but they're the quote unquote traditional ones. They are, most natural types are made out of the same material, just different parts of it, which is rattan. Mm. It looks very similar to bamboo. It's got the little, like, rings around it every so far, often. But the difference is that rattan is solid all the way through. Whereas bamboo is hollow in the middle.
Apparently there's 600 types of rattan.
There's lots. There's lots. I'm not going to go into every single type, just kind of the most popular ones.
No, but it's just interesting how, like, that type of material can even, like, get to that type. So you could Yeah. He's saying, you know, I got to return, but what kind? You know what I mean? Or does
exactly one
yeah, no, it'll go pretty deep at some point, but what, like, so you said natural and synthetic, right?
Yes.
What's the synthetic?
So the synthetic ones are going to be, you can use Delrin, which is it's like a stiff thermoplastic. There is Laxan, which is another, it's different kinds of plastic. It's a bit lighter than the Delrin, and it's a lot more flexible. It's pretty stingy, and it's pretty hard to break, even for a really heavy seam. Lexan is very, very sturdy. You can get acrylic, just like in paddles, you can get acrylic.
I can't imagine acrylic being that sturdy, though. I mean, I made things out of acrylic.
It's actually pretty stiff, pretty stingy. But you're right. They are pretty brittle and are kind of prone to snapping if you're too heavy handed with it.
Yeah, I got bad hands. Like, what do you think?
Yeah. See, and that's the thing about caning. We'll get into how you cane later. But when you're caning, unless you're going for what's called a cold caning, you're not using the cane super hard. But we'll talk about that in a minute. So
it says nylon.
Yeah, like... so you can also do nylon. It's pretty flat. The nylon's pretty light and flexible, and it can be kind of hard to aim with. But you can also get them a little bit thicker, which produces less of a stingy and more of a thready thing. But this one's nylon is one that you have to really practice with.
Oh, it's definitely bendable. It's like that thing that you were talking about the other day, the little small one that's like bendable.
Oh, the evil stick?
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. Like, I should post it for you so you can see.
You should post them up. Post them on Twitter.
Yeah, okay.
So like I was saying, with the natural types, it's just different types of rattan. Some of the pretty popular ones are Kabu. They're stiff and light, and they're easy to control. They're really great for beginners. They're pretty mild, most of them, and they tend to stay towards the stingy side of pain. Rattan heart, which is just the core of a rattan. It's really light and flexible, great for stingy sensations. That's a pretty common theme. Actually, it's great for canes are very stingy. Rattan heart is really stiff, super light. You can do, there's also dragon, which was there when you think of like a school corporal punishment. Mm-hmm. That's the cane that was usually used. This one can be more thuddy, but it has a really ouch bite to it. It's pretty severe because it's heavier than Kabu. It's heavier than the rattan heart canes. But they're like, if you're trying to go for a traditional looking cane, dragon's where it's at. And then Tahoti, I think is how it was pronounced.
Tahiti.
Tahiti.
It was Tohiti. Tahiti.
That would make sense.
Prison canes.
Yes. Their slang is prison canes because they were historically used in prisons. They're very, very heavy, super thuddy, not good for beginners because they can do a lot of damage if you're not really good with your aim. So those are the different types of canes and materials you'll do.
No, I was gonna say, like, whenever, like, for the canes that I've used, like, they were also kind of like makeshift. I didn't know if there was a way to actually like take care of something like that, or like where to store it, like how to store it. I just assumed like everybody just kind of put it in a corner. I didn't know there's an actual. Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but
yeah. So canes, like I said, they are spoiled and needy, especially natural ones. So synthetics, not too bad. You can, they're usually non-porous, so you can use Lysol, you can use bleach, you can use that, and they're really good if you, synthetic ones are really good if you want to share and play with multiple partners on them. Whereas natural ones, rattan ones, they're super porous, and once it's fluid bound, once it touches fluid, you can't change it. On that one, you don't want to, on natural ones, you don't use bleach or Lysol or anything super harsh, just soap and water. And then to, again, synthetic ones are easier. You can just put them in a box and call it good. Whereas natural ones, rattan is not straight. It has a curve to it. So if you just leave it out, the curve will come back. So a lot of people will hang their canes by like a loop or something like that. And then when it's curvy, it makes your aim awful. It causes a lot of wrapping, which you think there's not going to be any wrapping on this wooden stick, but there's can be a lot of wrapping and it's painful. But yeah, the best way to prevent it from curling up is to hang it. If you don't have room to hang it, you can put it in, you can make sure it's in a flat box on its side, but even then it'll still kind of curve. It's just not as bad as if you just kind of tossed it wherever. However, if your cane does start to bend, you don't automatically have to check it out. You can usually get it to straighten out back out if you do a soaking. And also, sometimes your cane just needs some maintenance, and so you're going to soak it anyways. Typically, most people with canes will do it, depending on the atmosphere, if it's a humid or a dry atmosphere where you live, anywhere from once a month to every 3 months. So what you do to soak them is you hang them up overnight in some water with like the non-handle part submerged in water.
I wonder if there's an actual like time for that, like how long it actually takes for them to actually dry and be usable again.
So actually, because rattan is a plant, you want it to have a little bit of moisture in it always, because it'll be more supple that way. It'll be more springy that way, and it's less likely to snap and shatter. So you want it to have a little bit of moisture, because think of it as a stick. If you ever get like a stick or a branch off of a tree.
Oh, true.
The wet ones, they just kind of bend and bend and bend and bend and bend until they snap. Whereas a dry, brittle one just crack.
Yeah, true.
So that's what you want. If you don't feel like soaking your cane and just submerging it all the way in water overnight, or if you don't have time to, you can use oil. Linseed oil is really good for it, because it takes a long time for linseed to spoil. But really, you can use any oil as long as it doesn't have a short spoil time.
What about butter?
Butter and lard are a no-no.
I'm just saying, like...
Yes, it's an oil, and there's fat in it, but...
Vegetable
butter, oil. Butter spoils really quick. So lard and vegetable oil and butter are not great if you want your cane to last for a long time. And then just remember, oil and water don't mix. So you can soak it and then do oil. But once you do oil, you can't go back to soaking it in water. It will ruin your cane.
I need more canes then, or either that, or I need some I need some cane practice, because a lot of this stuff I didn't actually even like know about Canes.
Yeah, this is my ex loved Canes and it really enjoys playing with Canes. So this is something I really looked into when I found that out, because do we play with instruments and implements that we don't know about? The answer is no.
The answer should be no as well.
The answer should be no. The answer is no. You just don't. If you really want to spoil your Canes, you can also steam them. Again, if you haven't oiled them. Basically, you hang them up in the bathroom and just run a really hot shower.
I was going to say use your Dyson or whatever, but you could, whatever.
I haven't ever tried that one. I haven't ever heard of that one either.
Oh, no, so, no, not like. I mean, some of them have like the Dyson steamers.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I haven't ever seen anybody do that. So I don't know how that would work.
I mean, it's kind of, well, maybe it's not supposed to be like, you know, intense or whatever, you know, on the cane or whatever. So that's probably why it's a shower, but.
Yeah. So, run a hot shower for about 20 minutes and just leave it in the bathroom for an hour. Kind of pat it down so it's not super soaked on the outside and hang it back up. So, and then how to use a cane, it's all in the wrist. Like I said, there's typically two ways to use a cane. You can do what's called cold caning, which is painful as fuck. There's no warm up to it. There's no buildup to it. It's just a big old swat. It is a lot more intense. It's super painful. And not everybody is going to like it. In fact, I would wager that more than half of the people you play with will not enjoy it. What most people will enjoy with caning is kind of like a, I don't want to use the word lighter, but it's a bunch of tapping repetitively, followed by,
it's like a drum.
Yeah. Like a drum. And it's all in the wrist. So it's like a tap, 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 tap with the wrist.
Tap, 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 swat, tap, 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 tap. Yeah.
Yep. And you can keep it at a straight steady cadence going up and down the buttocks or the thighs or wherever else you're caning, or you can intersperse a heavier swat in there. Things to know about that, don't hunch over as you're doing it, and then you're going to move your arm up and down, but the movement of to hit different areas of the, you're going on the bottom, you're going to move your arm up and down, but your wrist is going back and forth doing the swatting. Wrapping, like I said, with canes is actually really possible, and it is awful.
Oh, I can only imagine.
It's awful. If you are aiming for one buttocks, you want to make sure that the end of your cane does not wrap into either in between the buttocks or around to the hip. It's not good. So you want to make sure that the end of the tip of the cane ends before that place. If that makes sense. So you want to make sure that the end of your tip actually lands on the entire buttocks, not wrapping over. And it same thing if you're trying to get both. Because canes are flexible, they do have a bit of give to them, and you want to make sure that you're not hurting somebody in a bad way. The other thing about canes, there's another big don't, even though everybody loves that whoosh sound,
the swipe through the air,
that is can actually be really bad for your canes. It can break them, it can crack them, it can chip them, especially if you don't land an impact on anything. So if you're going to do that for a mental mind fuck, okay, do it. But just know that it is rough on your canes. So I am going to leave. It's really hard to tell you guys how to use a cane without visuals. So I have found a really good video that kind of explains. She's got two. She's got one with a cold caning and then one with a more normal caning. And I'm going to leave what I perceive as the better one, the one that most people are going to like, in the bio down below so you can watch it. And then as you're looking for canes, just know that if you ever see a bamboo cane, you need to run far, 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 far away.
But bamboo, isn't it supposed to be strong and sturdy?
No.
Oh.
No, no, no. So bamboo shatters. And then you end up with splinters in really unfortunate places. And it's really hard to get them out. And sometimes you just have to wait until the body works them out on their own. And that sucks. That is not the good kind of pain. Do not use bamboo. Do not let your partner use bamboo on you.
Is that bars right there? If I have to put that nuggets of gold.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a nugget. That's a nugget.
That's a nugget. And then as you're learning to do caning, caning is another one you probably want to practice a little bit. You can get a pillow. You can get a teddy bear, a stuffed animal, and you want to try and hit the same place consistently over and over and over and over and over and over again until your aim is so spot on that if you were to get one of those suede pillows, it would be one straight line across. Because that's better.
Precision and accuracy.
Yes. That is what I have. Any questions or remarks on your end, Edwin?
Holy cow. So this is one of those, we love Coco for this one. Because Coco has had a lot more experience with this. I mean, I've held canes. I've even done, like, you know, some like play caning is what I like to call it. I enjoy it, but I can see it because my hand gets way too tired way too quick. So I salute everybody out there that actually enjoys, you know, caning, even caning for sometimes a long period of time. So I could respect that. Questions? No, just, I mean, for me, it's a bruise thing. If anything, it's like, I try not to leave bruises, even though I know people like marks, but you know, it might just happen.
Canes will definitely leave marks, especially if you're cold caning. So.
But no, that's people just play safe, please. This is one of those ones where I really kind of had to sit back and listen to. I mean, as much information as we do have on it, it's not something that I know that I have as much experience as you know, Coco over here. So thank you, Coco.
You're welcome. My final remarks, even though I talked for ages, if you choose to not buy an actual cane, and I know a lot of people will just buy wooden dowels from like Walmart or the hardware store, please make sure you are sealing those, because those slivers also hurt. Even if you think you're not going to get a sliver, you're going to get a sliver. So seal it, sand it, duct tape it, something so you're not getting a sliver. Practice. This is one, especially your first couple times, this is one where you want to make sure you have really open communication with your partners to say, ooh, didn't like that, or okay, I like that, especially if you're going to try cold caning. Like I said, cold caning is pretty harsh. can be enjoyable, but probably 75 to 85% of people will not enjoy it. So if you're going to try it, I say give it a go, but be understanding that you may not like it and have your safe words ready to go.
Ooh.
But at the same time, always have your safe words ready to go, because you never know when you're going to need them.
That's very true.
So go out and try one. That's what I got.
Go out and buy one.
Go out and try.
Hey, as we always say, we should get it off a Wish.
No.
That's what we're saying, people, is get, if you're gonna get items, get quality items. So
yes. And you can get quality for whatever your budget.
Oh, I like how you should see that smile that she's got right now, a little cheese.
I have a love-hate relationship with Canes, and it's mostly a love until it hurts.
No.
Just kidding. I love Canes. They're just ouch. There is nothing that will bring me to tears faster.
Than Canes?
Impact-wise, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Tears of joy, though.
Yeah. Super cathartic.
I can dig it. Well, that, I guess this would technically conclude another short mini weapon of ass destruction.
Yay! Thanks for coming along, folks.
No, definitely. Man, like, we are your hosts, but we should put it as she is your host.
I'm Coco.
I'm Edwin, and this is another episode of Dark Side Adventures. Any shameless plug? You want to plug it?
Absolutely. I'll do some shameless plugs. We are now on Anchor. We are on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Google, iHeartRadio, all of the fun podcast places. So find us, like us, subscribe, rate, leave a comment if you so choose to leave the comment. Remember, rating is anonymous, so you can do that without outing yourself. We love hearing from you guys. We are also on Twitter, Dark S Adventures. We're on Reddit, YouTube, and TikTok at Dark Side Adventures. And we're on Patreon.
Oh, I thought you were going to forget that.
No, we're on Patreon at Dark Side Adventures. Come join the tier. Support us. Support us supporting you on this journey. And as always, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, if you want to be on the show, our email is
our.
I was gonna say we're Dark Side Adventures. That's not it. Our email is ourdarksideadventures@gmail.com.
Oh man, that was perfect. You went through all of them. I had to intervene, but you had it the whole time. You were just waiting on that. Oh,
yes, bedtime.
Yeah, no, for real. But thank you guys for listening, and we will see you on the next one.
Yes.
Bye.